Welcome to Refugee Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Refugee Radio Poetry Evening. I'm honestly delighted to see so many people have come. Our first poet tonight is Jade Amelie Jackson. I'm just going to say a couple of words about Jade first, and also it will give her time to approach the stage and ready herself. Jade was born in northern Uganda. She studied journalism and worked as a reporter on Ugandan TV and radio and newspaper. She fled her home for the UK in 2001 when her family members were murdered. She has been a volunteer at the Refugee Council since 2005. Jade was part of the Right to Life programme run by the Medical Foundation for the Care of Victims of Torture, now known as Freedom from Torture. Her story, entitled My Painful Journey, won the Decibel Writing Competition. It was published in the 2007 Penguin Decibel Anthology, From There to Here, Volume 2. Jade has recently given a reading of her poetry at the Poetry Society in London and is working on her first collection of poetry for publication. She's one of my favourite performers. I'm very happy to have persuaded her to come down from London to read for us tonight. Jade, whenever you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jade from Clapham Junction. This poem is called Mother Nature. Sky is blue, sometimes gray. The sun looks down on us with a smile. Bright yellow, then white. Birds come out in full swing, flapping their wings, showing off their flying skills. They can give aeroplanes flying tips. Bees and butterflies are seen hopping from flower to flower. As flowers have also opened up to the warmth of the sun. All animals, big and small, can be seen showing their skills, cow jumping up and down, as if saying, I'm big and beautiful. Squirrels running in and out of their burrows, trying to outdo their hair. After every meal, the dog lies there dreaming of a big meaty bone under the tree. Mr. Tree is standing tall and proud, wiggling her back, making her branches shake to the tune of music from the hair, and her leaves singing and dancing. Life is good and worth living. Me sitting under the tree, sipping my beer from the glass, glad to be alive. Then rudely, Mr. Snake, from nowhere, jumped from the tree, wrapped around my neck, showing me her fangs, as if saying, don't try anything stupid. You mess with me, and I will sing this in your eyes. I looked at the snake with fear in my eyes. My whole body froze, knowing I could not even hurt a fly. It just got off me and disappeared in the thin air, leaving me shaken to the core, and I thought of Mother Nature. How she can cope with all these wild creatures. The second poem is My Guest. I knocked on the door, I switched on the light, and my guest was there, smartly dressed, with the tail as long as Mr. Green's neck. I almost collapsed. Because this queer guest is not my cup of tea. I thought if I ran, my friend will just stay put. So I flew out of the door. Surprise, surprise, the guest was as fast. I think it was a competition between it and me. though my guess was very little, it scared the hell out of me. So the next best thing, an honorable thing I did, was jump on the nearest object, my bed. I then opened my mouth, and the mother of all shout came out. My neighbor came out running to my rescue. "What's wrong?" "It's a rat." My neighbor looked at me as if saying, "Only a rat." And I shamefacedly walked out of the house, leaving the neighbor and my little guest to sort themselves out. He came out holding the rat and said, "There it is." And the guest was the one who was scared now and ran without looking back. I love my food. This one is called Food Revolution. After I had eaten a good meal, fried beef and cassava, goat curry and spinach on the side, after this heavy meal, I fell asleep on the sofa. What was to come scared the hell out of me. I came face to face with a cow, wielding a knife and an axe. It was heading towards me with menace in each eyes. I started walking backwards. The cow followed me loping. So I took to my heels, screaming for help. I said my life depended on it. But the cow was not alone. Was not going to let me off the hook so easily. Because in front of me was a huge rooster, flapping its wings as if saying, "It's your turn today. You slaughter my wife, my chicks, and you and your family eat us and grow fat. Huge. Now it's your turn, and you can't hide from any of us. In front of you are some goats and their families. To your right, the sheep are waiting. To your left are the small animals, all ready to get some justice. You will not fly. You will not fly because the birds are waiting with their army." I buried my head in shame and well. "Please don't kill me." They ignored me and shouted, "It's your turn today." They went on chanting, "It's your turn today." With all my strength, I shouted, "Don't kill me." I woke up with sweat all over my body. That was strange. I went to the kitchen, made a cuppa, and the nightmare was forgotten. As I thought of supper, which I had to prepare, the ingredients, well, you guessed them right. Chicken stew in butter sauce, an aubergine with rice, washed down with a glass of red wine. Let's hope this food will behave. No more animal protests. And this one is called, "Why Do You Come?" Why do you come near me when death calls you, alone and frightened? I walk the world, I never see you, but the shadows of darkness loom near me, chase me, strangle me, and I never see you. You are gone forever without a trace. Thank you.
My name's Tom Green, and I'm looking after the Platforma Arts and Refugees Network, which is based in London, but also has a regional network here in the southeast. We've been working with Jade, so she's got her first collection coming out during Refugee Week in June. And Jade asked me to read these two poems of hers. The Present and the Past by Jade Amalie Jackson. I sat there thinking about the present and the past. Where I am sitting is a far cry from the days of Idi Amin. When we heard the sound of a vehicle, we would run and hide as we were taught to. Soldiers could come to our village and find either cooked food which was about to be eaten or food being cooked on a fire. This cooker I have is not like the ones we used. They were three big stones with firewood in between the three stones, lit with dry grass, and a pot or a saucepan with food being cooked, supported by the stones. Just the sound of a vehicle, and the whole village was dead quiet. It came to a point where even animals would just disappear or go in hiding. As soon as the rascals were gone, everything would come back to life again. Laughter, a dog barking, goats and sheep making their usual noise again, a mother calling her child, and you think we are back. I turned back to my cooking, brought back by the alarm noise, and my food had turned black. I giggled to myself and thought, I am alive. It was burnt and turned into a charcoal, so I went to the nearest McDonald's and came back with a Big Mac meal, sat down and devoured my food while watching TV. If those Armin soldiers came back from the dead to take my food, they would have been disappointed to get the burnt saucepan instead of delicious beans and cassava. I had fits of laughter as I had won. And the second poem, Moving a Country by Jade Amalie Jackson. Move the evergreen trees, meandering rivers, lakes and seas, wild and domestic animals, birds of all sizes, pack them all up, place in the suitcase of my brain. Leave behind the soldiers, covered in old sacks, or place them on the tip of my foot. Then I'll kick them into the deep blue sea, so my head can't remember, and my heart can't bleed, and the dark memories can fade slowly away. I ran out of the house without packing anything, even my sanity. How can a country I called home become a butcher's den and my bed a foreigner's heaven? I walk through fire and find no water to cool my burning heart. Only the distant memories, fond memories of my youth and the good old days. I search my head and heart, but the huge dark memories planted in my brain remain. I will treasure the good ones and loathe the bad ones.
Well, thank you again to Jade and her kind assistant Tom there. I've been asked to introduce these two plucky young lads. Welcome back to the beginning of the second half of our evening tonight. So we've got some wonderful Kurdish folk music coming up in about 2 seconds' time. And then we have Sama Ahmadini and Al Sadiq already in the house, going to be rounding us off for the night. I'm not sure what to say about these guys, really, bar the fact that Havel is the chair of the Board of Trustees of Refugee Radio and therefore technically my boss, obviously therefore he's you know, I wouldn't have put him on the bill otherwise, but he's forced me to, and it's a pleasure to have him along. Havel as one of the founding members of the Refugee Radio Orchestra and one of the founding people behind Refugee Radio. Give it up for Havel and Zawa.
Hello, we've got a few songs, all are Kurdish, and they're all from Syria and Turkey. Most of them are folks. The first song is called Garibim, which is the main subject is being home, away from home, and the hardship of living away from home.
In southeast Turkey, and this song talks about the mountain and how to be strong as a mountain and stand up to the difficulties.
Sipan sipan khalate bilin bunchi kasr-ı derdi Gülünde gülün cenneti Havad-ı ağa kudreti Sipan sipan-ı halati Bilin bu çiğ kasr-ı derdi
Eight years. I work for the Refugee Radio. I'm a volunteer and trustee, workshop designer, something like that. And I also work with the Migrant English Project. I don't know if you have heard of it. It's the oldest existing project in Brighton. Yeah, helping migrants learning English, those who can't, you know, enter or join language schools, or someone who's just recently moved to Brighton. Actually, I don't write a lot of poetry, but I prepared three of my one. Old poem and two new poems. The first one is called Northern Requiem for a Southern Lad. It tells about the friendship which was between me and one of my friends from the South Sudan. I'm from Sudan originally, and he died during the war, but he didn't die because of the war. He died because of the sleeping sickness. Let's crack on. Northern Requiem for a Southern Lad. The light and dark of our faces didn't matter. Our fatherland mattered.
our country dying, gave up to two travelers. Its stories, its glories. There was no celebration as the fragmented map scattered itself into our souls. No schism. How many times on that higher plane, Quran and gospel mixed like water in two streams? How many times the songs we loved pointed to a bright horizon? How many times we fought, we found in peace, sweetness? How many times our shallow imaginings, our thin boastings were overcome by flood of truth and deeper desires? On and on and on, the gifts of friendship were to last. Gifts from the ebony lad with the heart of ivory. But fate dictates. It snatched you from your path, kidnapped you, took you sleeping to a longer sleep, leaving us unfriended. Alone on our journey, both victim and criminal, we pore over your photograph and remember the music of your voice. Blinded, we search for strength. Alexandria Academy shouts, the very sea house did Lugu die. Can I heave with ashes a coastline, a city? Myself, I would heap with memories. Ah, Lugu, you are a jewel among stones. You are sweet breeze in the heat. You entranced us, conquered us all. Are you now conquered in death? You leave us to mourn. Your fatherland, your land, will not forget you, will not forget your touch. You will light, your light will burn on. Thank you. The second poem is it's called Blacklisted. It's one of my friends has been told that he has been blacklisted. That means he can't go back to Sudan. So I just imagine the fear that he's living in, and I just wrote these words. Blacklisted. Fear has no angels, but flies with wings. Writes a rumor, so slick, and knows how to hide among words and kill from behind. Interestingly, you have to be brave to cast your fears, but you looked over your shoulders when you speak about it. Fear and doubt come together like BOGOF. Buy one, get one free. Many times it seems like a blanket that wraps your thoughts, and then you start to count everything. The looks of anyone grow like a thorn tree, gazes, and it determines your life. And you fear you are heading towards nothingness. Thank you. This one has two titles. I don't know if you are... The first title is what is to be detained. And sorry, this is the second title. The first title is The Single Seeker, and the second title is What is to be detained. It's raining outside. By the door lies an umbrella, looks at me, then points to the door. I felt alone. I felt alone, although my friends scatter around my flat. I pulled the cover and picked a book. I spent that light reading for the 100th time. Things fall apart. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce our last performer this evening. We have, as a special treat for you, Al Sadiq Al Radi, and when the boys get to stage, they'll be able to tell you how to pronounce that correctly. There's a number of R's that I'm not rolling when I say it anyway. A quick bio then. Al Sadiq was born in Omdurman in Sudan. He first found success and critical acclaim for his poetry as a teenager, winning the Youth Poets Prize at 15, and soon established an international reputation. He was cultural editor of the Al Sudani newspaper until he was removed due to political pressure over his work. He was invited to London to represent Sudan in the 2012 Olympic Games-inspired celebration Poetry Parnassus, and narrowly missed being arrested with his colleagues in Sudan. He remained in the UK to avoid persecution back home. Sadiq's collection, Songs of Solitude, was published in 1986. He has also published The Sultan's Labyrinth and The Far Reaches of the Screen. All three collections were published in one volume in Cairo in 2009. Sadiq has given readings in London at the Poetry Society, at the Lit Up Festival in Kendal, at the Poetry International Festival in Rotterdam, down here in Brighton, and at SOAS in London. His poem entitled Poem of the Nile was published in the London Review of Books, one of the rare occasions the London Review of Books has published poetry translated from Arabic, and the first time they featured the work of an African poet. His poems have also been published in Poetry Review and the Times Literary Supplement and The Guardian. He has recently been the Arts Council-funded writer-in-residence at the Petrie Museum of Egyptian Archaeology, and his collection of translated work with Sarah Maguire was published by Enith Arman Press in 2008. Al Sadiq's going to be reading in Arabic, and he has managed to rope in a willing volunteer to help him perform some of the work in English, I believe. So I'd like to welcome him to the stage, Al Sadiq, and Osama again. Thank you.
شكراً جزيلاً. أول ما التقيت ستيفن هو لاحظ إنه الشكل بتاعي مختلف من الصورة الموجودة في البوستر، فالفكرة كلها هي بس نيو لوك.
He said when he first met Stephen, Stephen asked him why is he different from the poster, if you've seen the poster. And he said that it's a new look, it's nothing.
أنا سعيد جدا بأنه أكون بيناتكم هنا، وأنا بحب مدينة برايتون جدا، وبحب أهدي القراءة بتحتي لروح الشاعر الصومالي محمد قارية. أول مرة جيت عملت ندوة شعرية في برايتون كانت سنة 2005، وكان بصحبتي الشاعر الصومالي محمد قارية. هو اتوفى سنة 2012، قبل كم شهر مضى يعني.
He says he's going to dedicate his reading to the Somali poet Muhammad Garia, who died last year. And he says also he likes and loves Brighton, and Muhammad Garia and Sadiq came to Brighton in 2005, and they've done a reading. When? Yeah, the first time he's been to Brighton was with Mohammed Garia. So this reading is going to be dedicated to his soul.
القصائد اللي حنقوم نقراها الليلة هي عبارة عن خمسة قصائد مختارة من مجموعة من القصائد ترجمت بواسطة مركز ترجمة الشعر بلندن. شارك معي في ترجمة القصائد دي مجموعة من الشعراء زي الشاعر السوداني حافظ خير والشاعر المصري صبري حافظ والشاعر البريطاني مارك فورد والشاعر الفلسطيني عاطف الشاعر، لكن القاسم المشترك بين كل هؤلاء الشعراء عملت معهم الشاعرة البريطانية سارة ماغوير. هي كانت بتحب تكون موجودة معنا في هذه الأمسية لظروف خاصة هي احتذرت، وهي بترسل التحايا بتاعت ليكم، وكانت هي حابة إن تكون موجودة بيناتنا.
He says that he's going to read a selection of his poetry. And he also mentioned the work that he, the translation that which has been done by the Poetry Translation Center in London, there were poets from Egypt, the Sudanese poet Hafez Khair, and the Egyptian poet
Sabri
Hafez, and the Palestinian
Atif
al-Shaer. Mark Ford is from Britain, also contributed to the translation as well. The poems which is he going to read are five poems. Were selected by were translated by Sarah Maguire, and Sarah Maguire. She's the what is it? She's the manager of the Poetry Translation Center. She was hoping that she could come, but for family reasons she couldn't come tonight. And she sends her greetings to all of you, and she wishes you a good evening.
Rifqa. من يصفك ويقول يحرجني لذلك في حضورك أفتح عيني على آخرها وأغلق فمي متكتما على غيابك السري فمك المليء بالرغبة عيناك الطافحتان بالحنان جسدك الذي يرعش وهو يدعو أول من يصف الحياة يجرحني لذلك أغشاك كل ظهيرة لأقص الغسق أنت أحق بالإيمان.
The first poem is Sympathy. I wince whenever your name comes up. All ears I seal my lips, keeping your secret a secret. Your mouth is ripe with desire. Your eyes brim with tenderness. Your body trembles as it calls. Anyone who mentions you cuts me to the quick. And so I come to you in the heat of the noon to whisper the story of dawn. You, my only.
بعضهن يقيم عندك بعضهن يلتقين بك في زوايا الوجود المحتمى بعضهن لا يضئن لي بعضهن يحملن ثأرات ويهرعن مصطفقات بأودية الروح بعضهن تحت وطئ الجبل لا يحتمين بشيء بعضهن ملكن قلبك بعضهن ذبحنه بعضهن كشفن عريك بعضهن أنا وأنت.
Some of them live with you. Some of them meet you in dark corners of the world. Some remains hidden. Some harbor revenge or plot their escape as they gallop down the valley of the wind. Some linger at the foot of a mountain exposed to the elements. Some owned your heart. Some slaughtered it. Some stripped you naked. Some, me and you. Thank you.
نهايات. أرضت لك الماضي أزاحت ملمس اللحظة عن جسم المكان الأول في اللحظة الأولى أضاءت هي سلم لنداء الطيور الشريدة من الطقس المكتظ بالهواء الفسيح لخصوصية الموقد لهديل التهدج في الجناح الهزيل واشتباك الحوصلات سلم لاقتناص الضوء من الدمع لعناق الشمعة في وحدتها قربها تجلس الظهيرة في متناول الراحة حيث تعبث بالروائح والمعاني قطار يعبر العمر الممر وتمضي شوارع الطفولة آخر الأشياء على الكرسي يبقيك مذاق الشاي وضحكتها الفاكهة تعبر أخرى غيابك تعبر أخرى غيابك يعبر الباقون حيث تقعي مصغيا فيما ذاهب فيك وراء الحائط مسمار وحيد
And she made sense of your past. She lifted the weight of the present. In an instant, when she came, light dawned. A ladder for lost birds, tossed in the winds or played on the grill, their smothered cooing, their withering wings, their dismembered crows, a ladder that steals light from a tear, for a candle embracing its loneliness. The sad afternoon settles near her, close to hand. She toys with scents and meanings. A train travels down the tunnel of a lifetime, and the streets of your childhood fade into the distance. Something tossed on a chair makes you linger. The scent of her tea, her fruitful laughter. Another woman crosses your absence, and the rest passed by. As you strain to listen, it goes right through you, a solitary nail hammered in the wall.
جسد جثة طائر بفمك تبعث الأغنية نيئا من عيونك ينطلق الضوء في عريه الكامل عليك أن ترسل الأفق مرة كي تفيق عليك أن تبعث نافذة تلو أخرى تسند الجدار أترك الأبجدية تتعلق بي وأنا أتسلق خيط اللغة الرفيع بيني والعالم أتجمهر في فمي معلقا بين اللغة والعالم بين العالم والأبجدية أترك رأسي ينصت للخرافة أصغي لمديح الجهات لبعضها وأزمجر للريح من فوهة الجبل ما لساني يقول لي اصعد المسافة، ما المسافة بين صوتي وحنيني؟ ما هناك جسد يترفع عن جسدي، جسد تنفيه الرغبة، جسد تعلوه الريح.
A body, the body of a bird in your mouth, breathing songs. Raw light spills from your eyes, utterly naked. You must breach the horizons once in order to wake up. You must open window after window. You must support the walls. I let alphabets cling to me as I climb the thread of language between myself and the world. I muster crowds in my mouth, suspended between language and the world, between the world and the alphabets. I let my head listen to the myth, to all sides praising each other. And I shout, and I shout at the time, and I shout at the winds from the top of a mountain. Why does my tongue tell me to climb this far? What is the distance? What is the distance between my voice and my longing? What is there? A body transcending my body, a body exiled by desire, a body sheltered by wind.
قراءة أخيرة. العالم نسيج الأصابع. صورة خارج من كهوف بذاكرتي للفضاء، خارج من كهوف بذاكرتي للفضاء، بعصافير ميتة عبر ثقب الظلام الوحيد، بمعادن شكلتها بدمي شجرا لا يظل مرايا تماثيلها. للهواء بنفسي وأجنحتي، من يخبئ لي شارعا حين أخطو وحيدا إلى وطني، حين أحمل شمسا وأمشي إلى جسدي في عراء الحريق.
Last reading. Weaving a world, an image from the dark spaces of memory, I emerge writhing through a pinprick of light. In the gloom on all sides, the falling bodies of dead song birds, these trees that cast no shadow on their own reflection, I fashion them, forging, hammering, working the metal. And so I found myself in the wind, fully fledged. Who will keep a clear road for me? Care about the solitary journey I make, torched in hand in search of home, or stride towards this body when it's blackening in the blazing desert heat.
Yutm. لأني وحيد هنا بالعراء ولا سر لي منذ أكتوبر المحترق. كان لابد لي أن أفتش عن قمر، أن أواجه امرأة في الحقول البعيدة عريا لعري، أن أفتش عن وطن يحتمي من شتاء الغياب بوهج أصابعها بالحليب المقدس من شطرها، لأخبئ أبريل عن دمه في دمي. كان لابد لي أن أقول وداعا وسهلا لعرش السماء المضيء، أن أفجر جرحا بنسيانه ضد هذا الفضاء.
Lost, out of reach, stripped bare, orphaned, betrayed by the secret fire that October ignited, I set about searching for a consoling guide like the moon, for a woman also stripped bare in a distant field, whose fingers might cradle, whose body might shelter, whose breast might nurture this aching for home. Further, I had somehow to hide the frail, blood-stained shoots of April inside me. I had to allow the crimson night sky its majesty. I had to learn how to stain the space of present with what seeps from a forgotten wound.
وقت آخر كان لابد لي أن أعرف نفسي بأشجارها أن أزوج نفسي فكاهتها نفسها من مخيط الهواء العميق بالدموع التي لا تخيط الكفن كان لابد لي أن أقول وأمضي إلى كهف روحي غريبا بفاكهتي وأصابعها لأني أنا الضوء يلبس أجنحة الأرض والجرح يرفو دم القلب لأني أنا الليل واسمي فسيح على الأمكنة النهار الذي يتسخ بالنهار على خطوتي أخلع الليل عنه وأمشي على الوقت متسعاً في طريقي.
Another time, feeling my way through an inner forest, I practiced the art of self-possession. At times, my own jokes had me laughing out loud. From the dense air that surrounded me, I gathered the tears that stitched no shroud. I bequeathed to strangers all I had to say, and the touch of my loves, the cell or cave of my retreat, is the shape of my soul. What am I there? The light that floats, or the wound that streams, or the dark itself? Can words name it? What am I there? To walk through day and night, both in time and on it.
نسيج الأصابع المعلق سقفا على صمته وحنين سلالاته دائما يشتهي دمه تربة للغناء دائما يشتهي من يقود أصابعه من يكون الطيور التي لا تغني جنازته كأن الذي لا يموت وحيدا هو الكائن الخيط يخلع مسماره عن نسيج الجدار كأن الذي لا يكون وحيدا هو الكائن العنكبوت
Weaving, swaying beneath the ceiling, silent, brooding on ancestors, all time longing to hear his blood sing, or for someone to take and guide his fingers and sing songs that refute dying. He likes to think that those who spin and weave won't die alone. Slowly he removes a leg from the wall. Others may live alone, but not spiders as patient and is industrious as he is.
إضاءة كيف كنت تقودين لي قمرا حين أطفئ دمعك بين الأصابع بين الأصابع حين أضيء حنينك حين تقودين لي خنجرا كيف كنت هنا وهناك كيف كنا معا
Close up. How beautifully you offered me the moon as I caressed away your tears. And you, alight with love, thrust at my vitals with the kitchen knife. Was I here or there? How when we were?
حنين حين كنت خليعا بنفسي بلا هم قوت وأنا أشتهي سرك الملتبس ورق التوت نفسه لم يكن نفسه كيف ألبسه في الحنين الغريب إلى كائن لا يموت.
Longing. I got undressed, I was beyond hunger, obsessed with the mystery of you. How, why should I conceal my longing with senseless fig leaves? While I was naked, you were immortal.
حلم ولتكن جسدا أخضر يا أيها الشعر كن لغة أتغرب فيها بنفسي وأجنحتي نفسا في لساني لأرعى قبائل صوتي على صمتها ساهرا ووحيدا أرى لم تكو جسدا أخضرا لم تكو سيدا طيبا كي تشترى لم تكو ربة أيها الهذيان الذي أشتهي يتها الذاكرة.
Dream. Poem. May you be green and alive, a world through which I wander aloft on wings. With my whole being, inspire my tongue until the tribes that inhabit my voice, long silent, are fed again. Poem, alone and sleepless, I find you are neither green nor alive, nor kind master, nor must figure, but an addictive fusion of delirium and memory. Thank you.
شكراً جزيلاً.